All right, welcome to 3 to 5 Guys, Boxes, and Fries. Today we have me, Phil. Everyone just introduce yourself real quick.
This is Lovell. Yep, just down the hall.
This is Dallin out of North Carolina.
Yeah, he's at a whole different state. And then we have...
Jonathan here.
All right. He's down the hall as well. All right, we're just all on our lunch break having a little chat here. And I want to thank anyone who listened to the podcast from last week, and even have some people have favorited the podcast in Anchor. And I'm hoping to get our first actual like legit review on like the Apple iTunes store or whatever, or Apple Podcasts. So I will read the first review we get, even if it's a 1-star and it's just scathing. I will read it on the podcast. Actually, I kind of hope that'd be kind of fun. All right. So I have a couple questions before we even get started. What is your preference, you guys, spring or fall?
Ooh, I think it's spring. I like spring because I'm getting ready to start my garden. So I've already got some plants starting to grow in my house and ready to move them outside soon.
That's a good point. You're making me think differently on my answer. What do you guys think, Dallin and Jonathan?
Man,
I'm gonna agree with Lovell. Definitely spring. It's just
It's nice, right?
The only reason I would say fall is back home in South Carolina, we'd have the mountains, and when it turned to fall, all the leaves would change colors, and it was very beautiful up there. But here in Utah, fall is just cold.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I was going to say fall because it's kind of really nice, the weather changing. I like sweater weather. I like going and doing like a campfire, you know, and things like that. But spring is like new life, and it's exciting because it's been a cold, long winter. So yeah, maybe I'm going to change to spring. All right. And then this is the other question, Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse?
I never heard Dallin's answer to the previous question.
Tough choice. I didn't give an answer.
So I took a real hard stand on that one.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's the summary of my life there. I take a lot of hard stands. Very, very assertive, not passive at all. Not indecisive.
You're like, at least I don't think I'm indecisive.
Yeah, exactly. If I do answer it, I do love spring. I do love that I don't have to, well, it just depends on what state I'm in. Now that I'm over in the East, like I can go for a run in the mornings during the winter, and it's not, you know, I don't have to put on a coat usually, which is awesome. But when I was back West, yeah, coming into spring, I could usually start taking off the coat, go for a nice run. Super awesome.
Yeah. And actually I'm with Jonathan, and like when I lived in the Midwest for a couple years, and the fall was really beautiful with the trees, you know, so that it does depend on where you're at. It will affect your answer. That's true. I was going to ask what the preference is. Is that just if you prefer Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse?
Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
For the bunny.
The bunny? What about you, Dallin?
Are you supposed to have a preference on something like this? That's where I'm coming from. Bugs Bunny is awesome. love question.
Here's the thing. This says so much more about us based on our answer, even if it is, hey, I can't answer, you know, it says something. Not necessarily doesn't say anything bad necessarily, but I would say Bugs Bunny for sure, because he's just got that edge, you know. He's like Mickey Mouse is such a goody two shoe, you know, he's just so boring. I was going to be curious to see if there was like more split on spring and fall, and then see if there was like how people leaned on the other question based on the other answer, but it doesn't really work.
I mean, almost everyone answered spring and almost everyone went for Bugs Bunny.
That's true. And then Dallin wasn't sure on either. That's true.
Maybe I should have introduced some diversity into this. I could have picked the other one.
Yeah. We need all agreeing. I'm hoping that we can come up with some varying opinions on the topic today. First, I want to tell a story. So when I was a kid, I have this vivid memory, and I probably was somewhere between 7 and 10 years old. I don't know how old I was, but my dad, it was probably this spring because we were working on fixing the sprinklers in the backyard, like replacing sprinkler heads that had broken. And I just remember being all wet, you know, my clothes were wet from like sprinklers going off and testing them. And I'm at the age where I'm not really doing anything. I'm just standing there with him. But, you know, you want your, he's wanted me with there with him. And I was just really cold and miserable. And then my dad said, eventually was like, you know what? I'll finish up. You go inside. It was getting dark, you know. And I go inside and I remember taking a warm bath and then going and sitting down and watching Star Search on TV and just being like so comfortable and so satisfied with that warm feeling. Like I was still warming up from the inside, you know, that really cozy feeling when you've been cold for like a long time. And I thought, looked back and I'm like, hey, it's like, I felt like I earned that feeling, you know, that feeling of warmth and comfort. And then I was thinking of this morning for some reason when I was driving to work and I thought, do we ever actually ever earn anything in our lives? Like, did I actually earn that feeling or was it just a thing that happened to me? Like, what do you guys think? I don't know if the question makes sense, but can we actually earn anything in our lives?
My immediate thought to that is whenever you say earning something, I'm thinking of like in the form of like wages. Well, earning is interesting because with wages and money, it's really an exchange of some type of service. And money is just a representation of that exchange of, hey, I'm going to do this thing for you. You're going to give me this thing. So you did earn it in a sense. But it's more just a representation of the exchange.
I see what you're saying. Like what I put in, like there were definitely some variables that I couldn't, well, I don't know if I could control, but let's say it was cold, I was wet. These things happened to me. But because I kind of stayed out there through that long enough that then when I finally got warm, it felt better than, let's say the first drop that hit my clothing, I just went inside. I wouldn't have that warm, cozy feeling because I would never have experienced a drawn out period of being cold and wet, right? Mm-hmm. So was that me earning that fit experience?
Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like the other thing that came to my mind was, well, first what Lovell mentioned, and then I thought of, this might be a little nerdy, but the revenue recognition principle, like in accounting, where you only, like you only state on the income statement, right? Like those earnings, those revenues that you've actually made once they've been earned, like, and so, and meaning like, it kind of depends on how you define earned and in what context it's in. Because if it's an employee employer relationship, right, where you're earning wages, like Level said, it's like there's a very specific definition around how you earn said, you know, money, you know. And then like as far as like a company showing that they earn something, you don't actually earn something until you've done the service. Like you can actually recognize it for investors and others to see until the said service has been complete, right? But then I think of like the way you're using it and the context you're using it, I feel like it's more like I was outside in the cold working hard out there and I went in there and I earned that. And that's a good question. I actually don't have anything immediately to say about that. Anybody else have something enlightening to add?
No, I think that's kind of interesting because we have this problem here in actually our country where we say there's a big gap in like the pay between people. There's a huge diversity there. And that's true. There is. But if you think about it, like we're all come to Earth. We all have kind of like the same resources roughly around us. We all have public schools. We all have the same opportunities to amount to something great. If we choose to do so, if we choose to earn it. but I mean, you can make that choice not to do it, not to pursue an education or to pursue a goal that you have. And so, I mean, we still are using that same amount of time that anyone else would, but they're going towards a goal and you're not. And so you're not earning anything. Well, what you earned is your current life situation. Maybe you have a crappy job, or poor education because you chose not to pursue or earn those higher goals.
Yeah. And I guess one of the things that in my mind, I guess, behind the question is I imagine we should take credit for the things we do in life. And, you know, but we can't take all the credit when things work out in our favor in our lives. And I think sometimes we attribute more to ourselves than we should. Like we, you get a job or you know, and you say, I did everything, I nailed the interview. I learned all these skills, but maybe actually you just happened to like know somebody, or you know, like there was some other contributing factor beyond you that out of luck or circumstance you got these things in your lives, but then you can give yourself this feeling of I earned that. That's me. I'm a self-made man or woman, you know. Whereas anybody really self-made, I mean, it's all about like luck and opportunity and things we're born into. And some people are born into a disadvantaged situation, and it takes a lot more for them to earn the same thing that you did with less effort. So did you really earn it? If like you make a livable wage and you had to put in 50% as much effort as the person who grew up in a different country or different socioeconomic circumstance, you know, and they, to get the same thing as you, you know, does that make sense?
It does. Actually, an example for me is how I got my current job. My current job I got because of a friend, Eric, who he got this job and then he recommended that I come here. Well, how did I know Eric? Well, I knew him from a previous job. And how did I get that job? Well, it was because I was sitting next to another person at church and they were discussing a job opening. And just because I randomly sat next to this person, I went and applied for the job. Well, why was I there sitting next to that person? Is because I moved to this specific location. And then the question is, why did I move to that location? And it's because my friend chose to go there because his friend, his other friend, was there. So really, I have this job today because of a whole bunch of little coincidences, starting off with a friend of a friend deciding to move to a specific apartment. And if that didn't happen, let's say they decided to move to a different apartment, then everyone, like basically my work, everyone that I know, all my friends would be drastically different today. So the question is, did I really earn my position here? Well, maybe with specific skills, but was it really my choice? Did I make all the choices here, or is it a whole bunch of little random coincidences and luck that made me land up here?
And it's got to be a healthy combination of both, I would think, right? Because you being you, these opportunities were put in front of you. And if you were different than you are, then you would not have recognized them for what they were, or you would have approached them differently and they wouldn't have manifested the way they have. And maybe it's a whole different topic over earning something, but I just think it's interesting. Everything in our lives, the times I feel like so happy about what I've accomplished, I just wonder sometimes like, I just realize the need, I guess, to just be way more grateful for what we have and realize that we're just so lucky. And then that could be spoken for anybody, because even if someone's in what we might consider a lowly place in life, like if they were to look sincerely at their lives, they're going to feel lucky, I think, if they really saw things from a broader perspective, I guess.
I feel like there's a pretty good balance that we have choices. We can choose things, but we can't choose the consequences of those choices. So by choosing to go to school, like for example, the jobs that I've landed, most of my jobs that I've got, I haven't known anyone there. I just said, you know what? I got a software development position. That's my degree. Hey, you know what? Utah seems to have a lot of good tech jobs. And so I made the choice to look at these sites that list tech jobs. And I picked five of them and I go, I'm going to apply for those. I'm making a choice to see if I can get those. And then they came back and by the skill sets that I earned by going to school and working towards, I set specific goals to earn that degree, opened up the opportunities for me to even try to apply to these spots. So I think there's a difference that with life, like it's a constant river. If you're not, you can paddle towards a goal and you can earn it, but you have to work towards it. But sometimes we set ourselves up by just doing good things, that opportunities just arise by people you know that yeah, lets us be able to go to those opportunities.
Yeah, so you're just kind of you're paddling in a direction, and that's going to bring you to these opportunities. You can't exactly dictate how everything goes. You can't dictate if they're going to give you that, offer you the job you applied for, interviewed for. But just paddling in a direction is going to get you more likely to move towards opportunities, it sounds like. And then that, in a way, in that way, you're earning it by just doing something and not just floating with the current, I guess.
Yeah, you set yourself up by, you choose the direction you want to fire your arrow, but you did all the workout to get strong, to launch that arrow. You did all the practice beforehand, but then you aim and you fire. And then from there, it's like, okay, I did everything in my power. Let's see where it lands.
I like that. That's cool.
Have you guys ever seen there's a video around fairness. I think it's more centered around equal opportunity. Kind of opens your eyes to kind of along the same lines of what we're talking about right now. Like there's this part of it is like choice driven. You know, you can do as much as you possibly can with the choices that you make. And you have control over in a sense over parts of your life. But there's also a lot of other things that happen. And this video talks about, it shows really clearly there's these runners on a starting line. And then the person out there, I don't know if it's a coach or somebody, but is basically saying, okay, if you've ever, and he lists off some like opportunity or some really awesome benefit that this type of person has, he says, take two steps forward. So, I mean, one example might be just kind of growing up in a family with a mom and a dad. And then he, did you get a formal education? Did you go to university? You know, and like, anyway, he's just, and he starts, and there's a lot more on that list, but just, he says, you know, and he has each of them take two steps forward. If they answer yes, there's a lot on the field, that don't ever even take any steps. And then it's really cool. Cause it illustrates immediately that we're all kind of we all are dealt different cards in this life. We all have different starting positions a lot of times. And so, you know, and in terms of fairness and equality, that's kind of where the debate begins. It's like, well, how do we narrow that gap? How do we give everybody kind of equal opportunity? And of course, people have got to work for something. You can't get something by doing nothing. I don't know. Have you guys seen that?
I've heard something similar where like they're in a class and like everyone has a wad of paper and there's a trash can in the front, and then like certain people, they ask some questions. These people get to be like 1 foot from the trash can. Other people have to be in the back of the classroom, and they're going to throw the ball. It's like, it's not impossible to get that wad of paper in the trash can from the back of the class, but it's a lot harder and less likely, you know? So it's basically, it's kind of a comparison of like where you start in life, you know, how far behind, how much catch up are you doing? Kind of a similar concept, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like I relate a lot to what Jonathan said, not also level, but just super grateful to just at whatever opportunities comes my way. Like before I came, you know, before I started working at GoReact, right, I was doing kind of a sales thing, and I learned that I hated sales. You know, that wasn't my thing. I was doing some door-to-door stuff, and that was, you know, how hard that is in the winter and all that, but like have total respect for the sales team. But anyway, like I decided, and you know, got it into my mind somehow that, you know, there's so many opportunities out there. Why am I doing this? I love technology. You know, I've done development ever since, you know, when I was growing up, I just was really interested in like development. And anyway, I just ended up landing a job pretty immediately just by believing and having, you know, believing that opportunity was there. And you know, deciding that's what I wanted to try, and you know, being fed up with everything else I tried, you know, thus far.
Yeah, but it kind of, the catalyst was making a choice, right? And like, but I think it's the important thing here is just like, you're grateful for what you've been given and a thing you've been able to achieve. And I think that's a takeaway for me, at least from this conversation, is to be grateful and not, I think it's important to recognize that not everyone has the same opportunities, but not feel guilty for that. We can't control that, but just be aware, you know, of the world around you, and that you don't compare yourself to someone else and say, well, I was able to do this. What's their problem? You know what I mean? Cause we don't know everyone's circumstance. That's kind of my takeaway, I think. But
yeah, totally.
Well, cool. Well, thanks, you guys. Good conversation. And I appreciate Dallin Lovell and Jonathan joining today. And did any of you guys have something you want to plug or something you like or something you want to bring up before we stop?
No, I like the idea that we've been bouncing back and forth about starting up a network of podcasts. I'm sure we'll talk about more of that and bring that up here in this later.
Yeah, I like that idea too. Awesome. Well, cool. You guys have a great day and we'll see you next week.
All right. See ya.
All right. Bye. Bye. And that's that.